Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to KJNU's Cabaret program tonight. My name is Will Two-Step, and I will be your host for the next hour. Tonight we are broadcasting live from the Roots Music Project at 4747 Pearl Street in Boulder. Come on down if you want. We've got room. And experience a live radio broadcast with the Al Capones. We have a seven-piece band tonight. Mountain ska, reggae, rocksteady, and all the above. Ladies and gentlemen, the Al Capones.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, folks. And hello out there, Radio Land. You're listening to the Al Capones Live. How about it? Yeah, it's fun. We've done KGNU Cabaret before, but we've never done it with a live audience other than a wonderful studio engineer and whoever was interviewing us at the time. So it's nice to have some folks in here to help us feel a little more comfortable, because when there's nobody watching, I think the musicians tend to get a little more nervous. All right, this next one's called Middle Way. It's an old tune, as old as the band almost at this point. And it starts like this. We'll be right back.
Welcome to KGNU's cabaret program live from the Roots Music Project at 47700 Pearl Street. If you've got time and you're out and about, come on by. We'd love to have you. The Al Capones tonight is our band tonight. Seven-piece band. I'm going to introduce the band members for you guys, and we're going to talk a little bit. Sean Guerin. I've been practicing on guitar and vocals, and Curly Collins on bass and vocals. Yahoo! Nick Dolan on drums and vocals. Yahoo! Jordan Daniels on keys. Yahoo! Woohoo! And vocals. Darren Jones, tenor sax. Yeah. Les Miller on trumpet. And Sam Garing on alto and vocals. Lovely, lovely. All right. If you like what you're hearing, ladies and gentlemen, the next time you can see these guys live is on closing day at Eldora on the 16th of this month. It's a free show. Music starts 1 or so. 1 to 4. I will be there, definitely. Closing day, man. Yeah, man. And then next show is at the Oriental on July 7th, right after the 4th. So you got a little bit of a break there.
Yeah, that one's going to be a big ska party.
Yeah, you were saying 17-piece ska orchestra.
I think when they can do it, it's a 17-piece band, yeah.
That's going to be crazy.
And you might recognize the drummer, too, because it's Nick.
It's the Western Standard Time Ska Orchestra?
Orchestra, yeah. They play a bunch of classic ska stuff. And stuff by the Scatolites, stuff by other some originals as well. And saw them the last time they came to town. It was a really great show.
Excellent. That's the 7th at the Oriental of July, 7th of July. On the 22nd of July at Winter Park, you guys are doing a 4:30 to a 6:30 show. What's that
yeah,
about?
Yeah, it's a bike race that they hired us
really?
For. Yeah,
cool.
It's going to be fun.
Is it like downhill race, or do you know?
I don't know. I just know there's going to be a lot of bikers there. We might enter with our band, too, and see if we can win.
So your shows are spread out a little bit here, and I think part of that reason is you guys are kind of spread out now. You're not necessarily front range anymore, necessarily, everybody.
Yeah, we're pretty spread out. Let's see. Sam over here, our resident band historian, is all the way out in Crestone.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm down in Niwot now. I was in Nederland for a long time. Speaking of Nederland, we got Darren over in Rollinsville. Les is in Longmont with Jordan, but they don't live together. And Curly's further north in Berthoud. And then we pulled Nick from Denver, too. So we're all spread out.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys, for getting it all together here on a nice snowy day and playing some music for everybody.
Yeah, Nick actually flew in for this one.
Really? Wonderful. What was the name of the first two tunes? I know you introduced the second one, but
The first one was a tune called Vacilando.
Okay.
And I'm going to let Sam explain what that tune is all about for you.
Yeah, so Vacilando is a Spanish word that means old traveler, someone who's journeyed a long way and is weary of the journey. And we also have a kind of motif in our band about sharks on Mars, and so just imagine a shark on Mars running out of water, and the spacesuit runs out of oxygen, and they're just losing all hope. And so that's what that song is kind of based off of, that experience. It's a interactive, experiential piece. Experimental. It's a Meow Wolf exhibit in a song.
Sharks on Mars. Beautiful.
Little Way is the name of the second tune we played.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's off our second album, Antropolis.
Right, right. And speaking of albums, you guys were telling me before we started, there is work on a new album.
We're working on a new album. I actually submitted two of our tracks that are going to be released as singles for mastering today. So that's really exciting for us. It's been a long process. A lot of things, a lot of factors slowed it down. And when we started recording, which was back in 2019, some of these songs, I said I was not in a hurry to finish. And I'm not. I'm still not. But I'm surprised it's taken this long.
Right.
But I'm also really grateful that we're still doing it. And despite the world and everything that has kind of slowed us down the last few years, we have persevered through and we're making music still, and that's what's really important.
Yeah. Who's doing the mastering?
Sorry, what's that?
Who's doing the mastering?
So our friend Ira has a company called Doggate Mastering.
Uh-huh.
Shout out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And he's out in Denver, and he's going to be doing that for us. And actually, our mixing engineer, the majority of the mixing was Mr. Les Miller here, our trumpet player, in his home studio.
Very cool, guys.
Yeah, so a lot of long hours, and kudos to Les. Would you all give Les a round of applause, by the way, for working hard? That's the stuff nobody sees.
You're all too kind.
Do you have a working title for the album yet?
Everything is fine.
Yeah. Lovely.
Right?
Yes.
Isn't beautiful. It, everybody?
Yes.
Everything's just fine.
Lovely. Okay.
Ask me off air what fine stands for. I'll give you a funny answer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, KGNU Cabaret, the Al Capones. What's the name of the next tune, guys?
The Sweet!
Thank you. protest. No, they're not going to shut us down.
No,
so much. If you're just tuning in, this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name's Will Two-Step, and you're listening to the Cabaret program. Each and every Tuesday night, we have a live band on from 7 to 8, and tonight we have the Al Capones, and we're broadcasting live from the Roots Music Project, another 501(c)(3) nonprofit, just like KGNU, here located at 4747 Pearl Street. And these guys are doing a fantastic job tonight, the Al Capones, ladies and gentlemen. Woohoo! And I also want to give big thanks here, as usual, to Mr. George Figgs, KGNU's producer and engineer for this program. Woohoo! Woohoo! And Mr. John, always helping him out here, doing what he needs to. Thank you so much. And as I noted, we're at Roots Music Project, so I do want to thank the crew here, Cara, Amar, Matt, John, Fiona, and Mr. Dave Kennedy, the founder of the project here, so check them out. We're coming down to the last 15 minutes of the program. It's going faster than we thought, right? Yes, indeed, indeed. I want to ask each one of you a question. This is kind of a...
He wants to ask each of us a question.
I want to ask each one of you guys a question. So I want to start with Les. What show you went to, or what musical event, or what is your background that led you to say, hey, I want to do this. You have a home studio. What year was it? When was it? Whatever you want to share about it.
No, I got to see Miles Davis at the Chicago Jazz Festival back in the late 80s, and early 89 and 90, one of those 2 years that he was there, and I got to go see that. And, that was a spectacular weekend for me as far as just, you know, deciding, oh my gosh, what am I doing, wasting my time thinking about something else.
Right, right. So that was it for you, huh? Late 80s, Miles Davis. Thanks, Les. Darren, on tenor sax, how about you?
Way less cool than Les's. I was at a fair, I think I was in fifth grade, a church fair with all the rides, and there was a ska band that was playing, some local guys, called Stanley's Car. And I'll never forget it, because I played saxophone, and I'm watching this guy up there, and they're jumping around and playing these tunes, and I was about this big, and that was it for me. I was like, I want to do that.
Nice, nice. Sam, on alto, how about your story?
I was a band kid, so I started in school, and just because it's relevant this week, I saw on Facebook my high school band director, who was a real supporter of me as a musician and a believer in me. He just announced his retirement after 22 years of teaching at my high school, but he had been teaching for 20 more years or so, so he's putting in the towel, but that was nice to see that, you know, all those years of service, and he definitely influenced me to become who I am today as a saxophone player. The other thing would probably be a trip to, I did a trip to Jamaica in 2009. And the MTV down there is just reggae music. There's nothing, there's no other genres of music. It's all reggae, ska, dancehall, rock steady. And so that was on just 24/7 at my cottage that we were renting. And so I just had a spiritual epiphany about reggae music. I'm like, I want to play that for the rest of my life. So.
Nice, nice. All right. Nick, on drums, what's your story, man?
Yeah, hey. So while you were saying this, I remembered that Sam was saying hey to his family. And Sam and I have known each other since middle school, actually.
Wow.
Back in Maryland. And we used to play in different bands with each other. And so one summer afternoon, my band was playing a show with his band at his parents' house in Colesville. And doing that together, you know, with my man Sam at, I don't know, what were we in, like 8th or 9th grade, 10th grade, something like that. But, yeah, I mean, that was doing it with your friends and having a ton of fun and just being surrounded by people that, you know, are on the same wavelength. And, yeah, I think that made me ultimately want to keep doing it. And I was lucky enough to keep doing it with Sam.
Excellent, guys. Excellent. Good story. Good story. Curly, on bass. What's your story, man?
You know, I've just been doing it my whole life. My mom used to play it. Started when I was little, for as long as I can remember. Just always loved doing it. Still do.
Yeah, excellent. On keys, Jordan, how about your story, man?
Same as Curly. I'm not playing piano. My dad really, really wanted me to be an athlete or something, you know? I mean, I was left-handed growing up, so it made more sense to show me how to play piano, and my mom took that over, and I'm from South Chicago. My dad was a season ticket holder for the Bulls. I got to see people like Duke Tomato, Zap, and stuff in, like, this little club there. Mm-hmm. But I want to go back to my first concert, you know? My dad was so cool that he traded some of these, like, Jordan-era Bulls tickets to take me and my brother for some god-awful reason to see Tom Petty's Mary Jane's Last Dance tour. I was probably, like, 8 or 9 years old. And the only thing I could think of the concert was, this place smells a lot like my dad's bathroom by his butt. And that's all I got from that.
Thanks, Jordan. That's a great story. Hi, Dad. And Sean on guitar, man. Yeah. What's your background, man?
So for me, I have these old memories of sneaking down into my dad's tape collection, and I would put on tapes like the Beatles, and he liked the Doors, and there was something interesting about his tapes because he had recorded himself singing with those bands, and I wasn't really old enough to know that my dad wasn't in those bands, but it ingrained this deep love of music in me, and so I just grew up singing songs all the time, listening to music in the car with my family when we would drive places. And then when I was 12 or 13, my folks got me a guitar, and I remember sitting with that guitar in our house, and it was the first true experience of just complete solace that I ever had in my life. And that carried over into, it just became something that I always wanted to do. And then when I started playing music with people, it kind of expanded, because I realize that it is the greatest pleasure of my life to just get to play music with my friends and people that I love and play music that I love. So that's where it comes from for me.
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks for sharing, guys. And we have 8 minutes left. Stay tuned for Corriente at the top of the hour with Ali. That'll be 2 hours of some of the finest Latin music you've ever heard. Can you take us to the top of the hour, and George, can we just fade out at that point? Cool. Take us up. Give us about 8 minutes.
Thank you so much, Roots Music Project. Thank you, KGNU. We love all of you guys. Thank you for showing up and enjoying the show, everybody that's here.
Yep.
Without a crowd, there is no show. You all know that.
Yep.
So thank you.
One more time. April the 16th at Eldora closing. 1 to 4, you said, right?
1 to 4, and one then yeah, July 7th. Buy your tickets now for the Oriental Theater with Western Standard Time Ska Orchestra. The Al Capones are going to be opening up the show.
Right, and it's then in Winter fun. Park on the 22nd of July.
That's correct, and there will be more coming out. Keep an eye on our website, Al Capone's Band, and keep an eye out for the new album. And thanks for listening, everybody out there in Radio Land. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, brothers.
be for me the only way. It's free here today. For me the only way. It's free here today. Every day. Want to meditate. Need to meditate. For me the only way. It's free here today.
Thank you so much, KGMU.
We appreciate it. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Corriente, 2 hours of the finest Latin music. And once again, this has been the Al Capones on Cabaret program here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver.
Support comes from the Caribou Room, a live music venue and event center located in Nederland, presenting American rock bands Foxfeather and River, Arkansas, Friday, April 14th. Ticket information and more at cariboo-room.com.
Cuatro abrazos y un café. Apenas me desperté y al mirarte recordé que ya todo lo encontré en tu mano, en mi mano, de todo escapamos juntos, ver el sol caer. Vamos pa' la playa, pa' curarte el alma, cierra la pantalla. Abre la medalla, todo el mar Caribe, viendo tu cintura, tú le coqueteas. Pa' sentir la arena en los pies, pa' que el sol no pinte la piel. Pa' jugar como niño, darnos cariño como la primera vez que te miré. Yo supe que estaría a tus pies, desde que se tocaron tu mano y mi mano. De todo escapamos juntos, ver el sol caer. Vamos la playa, pa' curarte el alma, cierra la pantalla, abre la medalla, todo el mar Caribe, viendo tu cintura, tú le coqueteas. Lento y con...
Buenas noches. How are you doing? Good night. This is Ale Passini, and you are listening to Corriente here on your KGNU. I hope you enjoy the cabaret show. Always super great shows and super great bands. This time was live on a bar here in downtown Boulder, and I unfortunately couldn't see the band. Usually they come to the studio and then I can enjoy a little bit before starting the Corriente show. But tonight I prepare for you a usual mix of Latin sounds. So I'm bringing music from different countries in Latin America for you tonight, from different eras. So we are going to listen, we are going to start with a very old samba song from a queen from Brazil, Carmen Miranda, and this song is for my little daughter, Aurora. I'm gonna play also a song dedicated to my son and Gabriel, so take it easy, it's coming. So how are you doing after spring break? People from Boulder, from Denver, from Fort Collins. I know it's snowing outside, that was very weird to start the spring with this snow. But I'm coming back from Puerto Rico. We spent a week there in the island, the Isla del Encanto. So where are the Boricuas in town here? So I will play a lot of Puerto Rican songs tonight for you. We started with Calma, and this song from Pedro Capó is a song from Puerto Rico telling us to be calm, to enjoy the beach, to wake up easily. And that was exactly what we were living last week in Puerto Rico. And then we came back to this snow. But it's okay because we love Boulder and we can enjoy the spring, even though our spring is pretty crazy here. So stay tuned with me until 10 p.m. tonight and enjoy all the cool Latin music I'm going to bring to you.